It is Tuesday, time for book picks and our list from an independent bookseller in our region. Kira Wesner is of Merritt Bookstore in Millbrook, New York, joining us this morning to present some of the fine authors and fine titles that are making their way to store shelves this season. Kira, always a pleasure. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so nice to hear your voice in my phone.
Yes, nice to hear yours as well. Sorry you can't be here, but we're still, like everybody, we're on the lockdown, but I thank you very much for being here. Let us begin with what's the state of your bookstore right now? Are you almost back to normal?
So, we spent about 3.5 months doing porch pickup, online orders, FaceTime orders, phone orders, people standing by the door looking through the glass and me holding things up. And now we've kind of merged to a little bit of both. So anyone who's comfortable coming in with a mask is allowed in. It's, never so crowded here. So we're able to keep kind of a nice physical distancing while still being able to fit people in the shop. And then anybody who is still comfortable ordering online or having a FaceTime appointment or calling, we're doing that too. So we've now become kind of a hybrid, like a mix of both.
Excellent. Well, let us talk about some of the great books. You have a good list, a long list, so let's get to it.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to go in a lot of different directions, but I'm going to start with a book that comes out today called Blue Ticket by Sophie McIntosh. And this is one of those books where you kind of start reading, and if you're lucky enough to not have to move, you don't have to go anywhere. You quickly understand that we're in a world where girls at a certain point in their lives are given either a blue ticket or a white ticket, and that is what the rest of their life then becomes, and it's whether or not they're allowed to have a child or not. And it's a kind of, dystopian tale where you get to think a lot about motherhood and female friendship and, I guess, the patriarchy, because in this case it seems that, it's maybe more more of a government influence that is passed down among generations, and that there are definitely some women involved in the big picture, but it's just a story to get lost in. And so I read it, a couple months ago, which seems a lot different than now, but it was a book that was really entertaining, but also really made me think.
The name of the book, The Blue Ticket by Sophie McIntosh. Next.
And then I'm going to stay actually in that weird kind of dystopian realm. And this was also something that came out right around the time this all started, back in March. And I was afraid some of these books get a little bit lost. So this book is called Sin Eater, and it's by Megan Campisi. And it's a different kind of dystopian because it's like back in time. And though actually these people who are called Sin Eaters existed, we haven't heard their stories told that much. And so, people were made to call to someone's bedside that they were dying and then ate certain foods corresponding to the sins that they confessed to. And it was kind of sort of England, 1600s. And this is very one specific story about a girl who is named to be the next sin eater, the relationship she has with the woman who came before her to do this. And then they kind of weave in this really interesting mystery of some foods that someone's meant to eat, which means there are certain sins that they had done that people had not known, including a murder in this case. So it's a really riveting and a novel that, again, like all novels are supposed to, right, makes you kind of think about, time and place and purpose.
The name of the book is Sin Eater by Megan Campisi.
All right. And then let's look at the new Otessa Moshfegh book called Death in Her Hands. So also coming at a time now where people have spent some time alone, maybe not always by choice. This is a novel that centers around a woman who did spend time alone by choice. She's widowed, and she moves to a cabin in Maine and spends a lot of time by herself with her dog and really reflecting on what that means. And then she is not sure if she has witnessed a murder or discovered a body. And the book is very singular, very solitary. It feels a lot like, I think, this time has felt for people, where you're not really sure what's real and what's going on in her head. But it's a very deep dive into this one woman, which for Atessa Moshfegh, she always really goes deep into someone, but in such different ways. So anyone who read My Year of Rest and Relaxation, which involved like a lot of drugs and a lot of interesting kind of sort of modern city, gritty art, things like that. This is almost like you then rode out into like the middle of a lake by yourself at dusk.
It is Death in Her Hands by Atessa Moshfegh. Okay.
All right. Now let's go to A Burning, which is by Megha Majumdar. And what like this novel is exactly that. It's kind of like you were like lit on fire. And again, if you could sit and read the whole thing in one sitting, you'd be lucky. It starts out with, and again, topical in like that very kind of sort of strange way. So it starts out with something being captured on video and people talking about it on Facebook, and a very kind of young girl who's not from a wealthy family, posits on Facebook, like, what if, you know, what if the people who stood by did nothing? Like, doesn't that make them accomplices? But in this case, it's also police who had stood by and done nothing. And it's kind of sort of very complicated. But I think while it's police in this book and while we've seen police in our society, I think one of the takeaways from a lot of this stuff is this idea that it's our job in real life, in real time, to stand up for what we believe in. And that's, I think, something that is what this novel is kind of sort of hinged on. And so then you have these three characters who get into this awful situation where it's, how do you say who you are? Like, the person who has her alibi is a trans character, which in the Indian community that she writes about is something that's a very kind of sort of tricky place to be, which it also is in our community. There's a teacher who's starting to then get some attention from like a political party, and they're kind of sort of using him. And then you have this girl who's then been taken to jail, and it's just, it's a bonfire.
It's an amazing novel. I loved it and was really one of the best books I've read all year. It is. We actually have an interview with the author that is online that we did for the book show, if okay, people are interested in that. But the name of the book is A Burning by Megha Majumdar. All right, next up.
All right. Next up, I'm going to take you to the other memoir. So again, like in terms of books that might have come out during this time and gotten a little bit lost, and I actually did not have this. Anyway, so this is called Hollywood Park. It's by Mikel Jolette, and he is the lead singer of the group Airborne Toxic Event, which also takes its name from the literary world. But he was born into a cult in California that was called Synanon, which has a really strange history and a really kind of terrible history. And he and his brother were born into this cult, and the mom eventually help them escape. And then this tells the story of their escape and his early childhood, and then grappling with a lot of his past, and then finding music. And then it really goes on. And I was lucky enough to meet him, but also talk with the editor and his agent for a while. And we talked about the book and, you know, where the book ends. And I think that the fact that he takes it so far, he just doesn't end it where, you know, he kind of figures out what he wants to do and then everything's going to go. He really takes you through his creative process as a songwriter and a musician. And if anyone's ever listened to their music, I mean, I like all of it, but some of it is exceedingly beautiful. And the songs that he sings about his father and things like that. And it was, you know, it was not a, once they got out of the cult, they still had, you know, especially the mom is somebody who went into a cult in the first place. So you know that there's got to be a lot of complicated personalities there. But this book is, as memoirs go, one of my favorites that I've ever read.
And the name of the book again is?
Hollywood Park by Mikel Jolette.
All right. Next up.
Okay. Then I'm looking at a few books that I've been talking about online. a lot. I'm looking at a book called Biased by Jennifer Eberhardt. I'm looking at a book called Me and White Supremacy by Leila F. Saad. And the young reader edition of Stamped that was written by Jason Reynolds based on the book by Ibram X. Kendi. And these are all books that are nonfiction and start to just help people explore, like, right, what your biases are. So the subtitle of the Jennifer Eberhardt book is Uncovering the Hidden Prejudice That Shapes What We See, Think, and Do. And that's all of us in lots of different ways. Me and White Supremacy is just about that idea of who has power in our world, in our just regular world. I know I've said that it's not white supremacists, it's white supremacy, which is just kind of a general. And then Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You, really goes deep into the kind of American history especially and the world history of racism, but really talks about what somebody can do now and how we understand in our everyday world what's going on and how we can be deeper thinkers about that and where it comes from. So these are all books that I just think, you know, depending on where you are and where you want to start or finish or be in the middle of whatever journey you're on, these are all books that I would recommend.
Stamped by Jason Reynolds and Ibram X. Kendi. How to Be an Anti-Racist by Ibram X. Kendi. What else am I missing there?
Biased. Biased by Jennifer Eberhardt. And yeah, Me and White Supremacy by Leila Saad. And then I have a picture book.
All right. Let's do that.
I have a picture book called Saturday by Oge Mora. And she won the Caldecott for her other book called Thank You, Omu. But this is just a lovely celebration of a girl and her mom spending the day together. And they talk about, you know, that her mom worked during the week, actually 6 days a week. But Saturday was the day that they had together. And so they usually do like fun things, like they go to the library and they go get their hair done and they go for picnics. And sometimes they go for puppet shows and things like that. And this takes one specific Saturday when all the things that they set off to do, like, can't happen. Like, story time at the library is canceled and they get splashed by a bus that they have, like, almost miss. I mean, they do miss it and then they get splashed by it. And the park is really crowded. And in the end, they just spend time together alone at home, you know, being with each other. And it's just such a reminder of, in even the worst of times, when we have each other at home, at least there is, for part of your day or your week, the possibility to be just filled with love and be taken care of and to take care of others.
Well, it's a full list, a lot there, and we thank you very much. Anything else you want to share with us that's going on that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I mean, we are going to start... We know we're shipping, so if you're listening to us and you're not here, or you're here and you're going away, we have kind of sort of a great way to be able to still get you books wherever we are. We're going to do Where's Waldo this year. Can't be done in person, but Candlewick has figured out a way to do it online, and so we're going to launch that a few days into July, so you can kind of come to our website, Merritt Books or merrittbookstore.com, for all of that information. And also, we're starting already to get ready for the Sheep and Wool Festival, which is going to be also virtual this year, since we're not going to be able to do that in person. But we're looking forward to bringing you, like, really amazing Zoom talks and stuff by all your favorite, like, crafts and writers and crocheters and knitters and weavers and things like that. So we are kind of sort of full speed ahead, trying to make sure that we're bringing you all the things that we could. You can follow us on Instagram for lots of kind of daily updates and information, and we miss you, and we're happy for everyone we can see and everyone we talk to.
Well, you can find out more information on the website as well, merrittbooks.com, merrittbooks.com. Visit them in Millbrook as well. And, of course, you can see the entire list on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Kira, thank you very much.
Thank you, Joe.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.